The University of Wisconsin-Madison has regularly hosted the Southeast Asian Studies Summer Institute since 2000. While the program's most popular languages are Thai and Vietnamese, enrollment for the Hmong language courses have increased the most in recent years. In 1999, there were no students signed up, followed by 10 the following year. The most recent figures from 2004 show 28 participants. Mary Jo Studenberg is coordinator for the Southeast Asian Studies Summer Institute. She says while one or two students are non-Asians looking to learn the language, most attendees are college-age Hmong Americans looking to reconnect with their culture.
The children as teenagers or middle schoolers are often more interested in fitting in with America, being American, and not so keen on the language that they're hearing spoken at home. Once they get to college, they're starting to understand more how much their community has done for them, how much they want to fit into that and become a part of that community.
Studenberg says she thinks interest in the Institute's Hmong language courses will keep growing. She adds many educators in the State Department of Public Instruction would like to see a Hmong language curriculum in public schools, though that will depend on funding and continued interest. 3,200 to 4,500 Hmong refugees are expected to settle in Wisconsin by year's end. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.